percolate on a particular mix of odd and inspiring news headlines in Wendy's Coffee House. Newsmakers with a penchant for the unknown, unexplained, and unusual share their experiences with UFOs, ghost encounters, near-death experiences, and more for your own unique blend of Wendy's Coffee House Curious. And now, here's Wendy.
What an amazing week. Talk about weather. We've had all sorts of stuff in the U.S. This is like tornado ultra season. Usually, you know, we're used to getting a little bit of flood, a little bit of tornado, a little bit of maybe not earthquake, but a lot of variety in the spring. And this year it's like overdrive. So if you are recuperating, you have my my sympathy, because I, as a kid, we were in a flood and lost everything. So I know this is one of those times a year that you just kind of cross your fingers and say, okay, we'll get through it. The other thing that you say, oh, we'll get through, is all this paranormal stuff. And a reminder that when you're sensitive, sometimes it sneaks up on you. We went to go see the movie Endgame, Avengers Endgame, which, yeah, okay, it's good. I'm sitting there. Fortunately, it's a midday thing, like a matinee, and there's not a whole lot of it's ambiance without the audience, okay? So you've got the whole thing. And, yes, we stayed to the credit to see Spider-Man the next gen, which you have to sit through every single bit of the credits to do that, all right? But you can't see it ahead of time, because it would be a preview of what happens in the Avengers. So anyway, I'm about almost through, and I've got this sore throat. I'm thinking, what the heck? I don't want a sore throat, because this is my livelihood. And I'm feeling it again. I'm thinking, okay, I know this is related to the theater. What is the deal? Because by now I know, you know, these things are part of my experience. And finally, as we come out, it's gone. And then I tell my husband, I say, Andy, I was really picking up on this sore throat, and I'm thrilled I don't have it. But what did you have any? Did you get any funny sensations? Oh yeah, the guy behind you, four rows back over on the left side. Yeah, he had a sore throat. Didn't you hear him coughing? No, I was into the movie. But so if you're sensitive and you have these experiences, you have to kind of distance yourself and remember, it's temporary. And that was what I thought. Okay, I know I haven't had it. It's not mine. Where is it coming from? But that's what's funky about this. And when I was doing prep for some of the stuff I've done, the reincarnation shows and the ET shows, the past life experience shows, I ran across in my research a guy who is a hypnotherapist. And then I was thinking, okay, this will be great, because I can ask him and at the same time interview him about stuff like that. Simon Brown. And Simon Brown's from the UK. Pastliveshypnosis.co.uk is the website. Okay, and if you have not heard his podcast, this is worth it. And just the last show, the most recent one that I heard, is absolutely dynamite, solid gold, Peter Robbins. And we get into all the stuff with alien autopsy, Roger Lear, with the people, Whitley Strieber, who've experienced the ET stuff, they talk about everything, the whole nine yards, from experiences. Mike Cleland, who I've interviewed him, and about the owls and stuff like that. I was like, oh my gosh. And I was just interested in the other past life stuff and last words that people speak before they die. And Simon, you're listening. I'm so thrilled to see what you're following and the content that you cover. And so, excuse me for gushing, but thank you for talking to me, okay?
That's okay.
You don't mind gushing?
Nice to be invited.
Okay. Now, you're a hypnotherapist. Okay, so set the tone. This is something that when you're interviewing the people, is this about just getting people information, or are you curious? Because the podcast is excellent. I wanted to know how you got started.
Well, I'm very interested, and it's great, because every time I do a show, it's an hour long, and I get to talk to somebody who's a real expert in the field. I talk to so many different people from different areas. It's a real education.
The one I saw was Lisa Smart, and she's the one who did the Final Words Project, along with, I'm blanking on the name.
Just working with Dr. Raymond Moody.
Raymond Moody, yes. That's all of a sudden the name went somewhere else. Yes, and that was another reason I was drawn to some of the content that you had, because I was also looking at past life regression and those kinds of things. But you, when you're doing this, are you looking for people who are interested in that, or you just do in hypnotherapy whatever the person needs at that moment?
What I'm looking for in guests is people with great information about. Really, I started out looking for evidence that there's survival after death, that our consciousness carries on. And I found so much information from so many different areas that, for me, have proved that. And so what I look for is a diversity of guests who have all sorts of areas of expertise, like there may be experts in the near-death experience or experts in deathbed visions or people that do past life regressions, or people who spontaneously remember past lives. So there's a whole load of information coming from different areas, but it all comes together in the end. And I find that they all say the same thing, basically, and no matter what their background is or where they're coming from.
And I think that's fantastic, because it gives us a thread, a common theme that says, okay, there's something to this.
Yeah, I really do think there is something to this. And when we look at the work that was done to study children who remember past lives, and there are some cases there that go into so much detail where so many things are proven, that it's really hard to deny that it's anything but reincarnation.
Okay, I do want to mention that in terms of your hypnotherapy background, 1987, College of Psychic Studies in London, that you had a first life, a past life regression, or you sat in on somebody else's? You had, I guess I need to understand, this happened to you?
Yeah, I was visiting the College of Psychic Studies regularly, and every time I would go there, it was, you know, pay a little bit of money, and that would go to the college, and somebody could be a clairvoyant, it could be a channel. But there was a time I did a past life regression, and this really talented lady hypnotized me and took me back to a past life. And with that past life, I saw myself, first of all, as a little girl, maybe 7 years old, in a park. And I remember looking down, I opened my eyes while I was hypnotized, and I looked down, and it was strange because I could see these small feet, almost where my knees were. Mm-hmm. And I could feel the grass between my toes. Mm-hmm. And it was a peculiar park that was on a very steep hill. And it was a couple of years later, I was traveling through North London, and I saw it. And I'd never been to that part of London before, but there was the park exactly as it was in my past life memory.
That's what's so cool. That's when you can actually pin it down and figure out where it fits in your present form, your present life.
Yeah. And also in that life, I saw the mother and the father. And the father was this tall guy, and he had this big moustache, and the clothes, I thought it was about the year 1900, maybe 1895. Mm-hmm. But as soon as I saw the father, I thought, I know that person in this life. Like, they've been reincarnated with me in this life, and this guy is now my best friend.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's that thing where you work with a soul group, and you all incarnate together to work together on different things. And in one life you may be the son, and then the next life you're the father or the mother.
Yeah. And that, I think that's fascinating too, because it you know, you reincarnate as groups, and you come in and each plays a different part. Sometimes you're the good guy, and sometimes you're the not so good guy.
Yeah, and that comes down to contracts that you put in place before you're born, so that you may be coming into a life where you have to learn a lesson, and it might be that lesson is loneliness. And so you have a contract with your soul group that they will come into your life, and you might have a great relationship with them, and then they'll leave you, and you'll have a long period of loneliness. And it might be a mean thing to do in your life to leave you, but mm-hmm. actually they're doing you a favor because they're helping you learn that lesson.
Understand empathy and yeah. Okay, we're going to have to take a break, but I do want to, this is what it sounds like when we come out of the break, when you're listening to the show. And so we're going to kind of be in two places at once, because Simon's show starts and gives you the idea of what the show's about. And I want you to, if you enjoy anything we're talking about, check out his podcast, because there's some great content, and it covers a lot of stuff that just makes you think and reminds you that there's so much more going on that we are involved in, whether we're aware of it or not. So again, Simon is my guest, pastliveshypnosis.co.uk if you want to, you know, look ahead and see what we're going to be talking about. But out of the break, we're going to pretend like we've just started Simon's podcast. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio.
This is the Past Lives Podcast. I'm your host, Simon Bowne. My mission here at the Past Life Podcast is to investigate evidence that demonstrates survival of the human soul. We will look at past life memories, near-death experiences, spirit communication, and other incredible phenomena.
Okay, see? Now we want more. Hi there, I'm Wendy. My guest, Simon Brown. And just to give you an idea of what shows come up on Simon's podcast, Raymond Moody. All right, we know who Raymond is. And we've got Kathy Bird. Now, she's the mom of the boy who knew too much. He remembers his past life as Lou Gehrig. Okay, and that is a phenomenal story. Final Words Project, Lisa Smart. She's the one, Words on the Threshold, what you say or what we say as we transition, cross over. Also, the one I talked about before, Peter Robbins, who was an associate of John Mack and David Jacobs and Bud Hopkins. So that show I was really impressed. You covered a lot of territory. But with your shows, are you seeing more interest in these topics now as you do these shows?
Yeah, I think there's. There's a lot of people who are interested in all this kind of thing. And it is growing out there, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You must see growing from your side as well. And my podcast is growing every week with more listeners. So there's definitely interest.
Well, what you bring to the equation is you've had some experiences too. And you guys talked about that. I wanted to get into, when we're talking about experiences, and the reason I find hypnotherapy so helpful is when you have something that really drives you crazy that shouldn't have happened and yet it did, one way to address it and to find out more is to go under hypnosis. And you were talking about an experience where you saw this orange glowing ball as you were going through, I believe this is in Reading. Can you refresh so that I'm not just shooting in the dark here with what that experience was. Okay.
Well, I was driving across a part of the country that's called a national forest. So there's a lot of control there. It's public land and you're not allowed to have, like, say, bonfires. You're not allowed to go out and build anything. And there's animals roaming free. So when I saw this huge ball of orange light just sitting there on top of it, I thought that's very odd because that's totally illegal. And I went through a kind of mental checklist, and I thought, it's definitely not a helicopter, it's not a flare, it's not a hot air balloon, it can't be an aircraft. It didn't move an inch the whole time I was looking at it. It was about the size of a car and only 20 or 30 feet off the ground, and it lit up the whole area. And, that was when I was on my way to Reading, and it was on the way back that I had this strange synchronicity happen.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to go through that?
Yes, yes.
Because I was listening to a podcast that was done by Mike Cleland, and he was talking to a guy called Joe Montaldo, who's an expert on alien abductions. And Mike was talking about this time he woke up and he sat up in his bed and he looked out the window, and there's this big ball of orange light outside. And there were these four greys, these four aliens walking towards his house. And just when I got to the spot where I saw the orange light, Joe Montaldo says, and you know what that orange light was now, don't you? And it felt like he was talking to me, and it was a really peculiar synchronicity.
Yes, yes. That is mind-blowing, okay? Because when you're, it's like, who's watching? Are they in the car with you? Are they in your head? How do they do that? Because to me, there's more than synchronicity happening. Or, you know, if you believe that we all create our reality in every given moment, that you just put an impression there as you were talking to remind you that you're the creator, then it gets into a whole different area of thought.
But, well, Joe Montaldo said that sort of thing is that they're giving you a message. It's like they're sneaking up behind you and giving you a little slap and saying, hey, pay attention.
Yes, yes. The thing I wondered is if you went back and had any kind of a regression to figure out what it was that you saw, if there was something to it, if it was a craft, you know, or if just the orange light, if you stopped there.
I haven't done that. I did take a walk over there, and I went to the exact spot where it was and had a look at it, and I could see that it was just above a tree that was only, say, 20 or 30 foot tall. There was definitely nothing around there that could produce a light like that, no buildings or anything. So it's just a very strange thing, and who can say what it was, you know?
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't say, yeah, that was definitely an alien spaceship. I just don't know what it was.
Well, I have a screen memory, and I do know I haven't done a regression to figure out what it is yet. I'm curious, but it involves a cat, and my cat, I'm walking from the kitchen to the bedroom through another hallway, and as I'm crossing, I see her on the back of a chair looking at me, and I'm thinking, oh, man, she was a calico, and she's beautiful colors, and I was looking at her collar, and it was this wonderful little green collar with a pink heart. And I thought, it just looks so picture perfect. And I have tons of photos of her because I'm, you know, just mesmerized. And I'm thinking, I got to get the camera. I've got to take that picture. And as I'm walking, thinking about getting the camera, I'm also remembering she doesn't wear a collar. From the time she was a small kitten, she got out of every collar I put on her like a little Houdini. And I'm thinking, what? And I turn back. This is like in a matter of seconds. I go back to look and see where she is. She couldn't have been where I saw her on the back of that chair because, for one thing, she's too hefty and it's a thin, the back of the chair. She wouldn't fit there. So it put her about 4 feet high looking at me. And as I superimpose that look, I know whatever I saw wasn't her. But she was in the chair. And I thought, well, isn't that interesting? So I haven't gone back to do a regression to figure out what I saw. But I'm assuming, since I've had other contact, that was a shadow, a shade, a superimposition so that I wouldn't be freaked out. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It sounds like a very typical kind of screen memory, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
It's almost like they telepathically took an image from your mind so they knew what to look like when you looked in that direction.
I just thought it was so funny because I hadn't. It was such a spontaneous thing, and if I had not wanted to take a picture and document it, it wouldn't have been a problem. I wouldn't have thought a thing about it. I would have gone about my business and never even put the two together. But the fact also that she doesn't wear a collar was just a bit of a giveaway. It was like the tell you call it was, oh, hey. So, and the other thing is, did they want me to know? I think they did, or it wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't have stood out so much that, okay, here, can you figure this out? Here's a clue. That's it. So,
it's very subtle.
Do you think that hypnotherapy is something that can, you know, that people can research and explore those kinds of actions or events?
Yeah. The hypnotherapist has to be very careful not to do any leading, and they would have to use very basic questions, just saying, okay, what do you see? Because you're highly suggestible when you're hypnotized. So if they ever say anything like UFO or alien or screen memory, then that's leading you, and it can suggest false memories.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be very effective because, you know, one of the guests I had was Robert Snow, and he was a homicide detective in Chicago for 38 years. And he did a past life regression quite grudgingly. He didn't want to do it. He was nagged into it, and finally he gave in.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the whole time he thought it was nonsense. He's a homicide detective. He doesn't listen to all this crazy stuff. But over the next few years, he used his skills as a detective to track down this life that he'd seen in the regression. And he said there were 28 things that he proved from that life that now he just can't deny it. That was a reincarnation.
And that is where it all comes down to proof. The 28 hits or 28, you know, this is real. This is legit. My guest is a past life specialist, hypnotherapist. If you are able to listen to podcasts, good. If you're not, you should. And check out his podcast, Simon Brown. We're going to get back into some of the stuff that he's, in terms of his listeners, some of the stuff he's discovered with some of his guests, and more about past lives. And if you have memories, you know, this is an opportunity. He also does therapy, and you are welcome to connect with him too and find out what kind of a past life experience you may have had. Stick around. It's Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. And remember, we put the links on the blog, so if you miss anything, go to Wendy's Coffee House Blogspot. Back in a few. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. My guest is a fascinating researcher because he gets into the past life stuff, and the guests that he has on his podcast, I'm jealous. I'm also really glad that he's doing what he's doing, because there are not enough people, I think, that cover this area, and Simon Brown is doing it from the UK. I wanted to get into some of the people that you've talked to and some of the shows, and you were off the air. We were talking about one of the recent shows you did with a regression therapist. Repeat that, because that is also fascinating, about the guy who committed suicide.
Yeah, the guest is a lady called Myra Kelly, and this is a podcast that will be coming out in the next week or two. She said that she regressed this guy, and in 1978, he committed suicide, and he went for the space between lives, and he met his spirit guide, who said to him, look, you didn't learn the lesson you were supposed to learn in that life. You have to go back to Earth, reincarnate, and work on that lesson again. And then he says, so, right, I'm born now, and it's 1950. And the regressionist suddenly thought, hang on a second. He says he died in 1978. Now he's being born again in 1950. That means he's got two lives at the same time. And he went on to talk about how he died in his 90s, and he talked about his death. And she thought, hang on a second, again, if he's dying in his 90s and he was born in 1950, that means that's about the year 2040, which is in our future, that he's able to give us information about that. And then they went to another life where he was born about 1965. And in the end, it seemed like he had six lives all across the same kind of time period.
That's what's phenomenal. It says the soul, yeah, the soul is bigger than just one little essence. It's like a multiple.
Yeah, and she's named them counterparts. You have your soul counterpart, she says, and there's an oversoul that splits up into fragments to learn all these lessons at the same time.
I think Jane Roberts deals with that in Oversoul 7, where that's a book. Jane Roberts was a channel, and that it has a very similar theme of being helping somebody who there's different versions of them. When you are dealing with this, and you dealt with your own past life, did it tell you anything about, aside from, you know, your best friend, about what you would be doing now or how your talent plays into this?
No, I've never come across that, actually. That's an interesting question. I have got a session booked on the 30th where we're going to be specifically set up, hopefully, that I'll be able to communicate with my spirit guide and see what they've got to say about some questions that I've got.
Okay.
So that hasn't come up for me.
Okay. And everybody's different. I know. I just had a session with somebody who does the quantum hypnotherapy technique that the Dolores Cannon originated here. And with hers, it's a, you know, kind of trying to see if there's any ET connection or anything else that's going on. And it didn't address that specifically, but it did give me some clues about the spirit guide and what, you know, what some of my things are, the cues that are helping me get through some of this. And I think that's what's so fascinating, because you have a chance to go back and look between the lines and see, is there something I'm missing or something I could pay more attention to? And I think it helps. In my, you know, with my experience, it helps.
Yeah, it really does. And there's a thing where you seem to be able to communicate with these spirit guides at any time, at any place. There's no distance. Time does not make any difference at all, and you can communicate with your spirit guide when you're 20, and then again when you're 40, and it's as if just 5 minutes has passed.
That's what I thought was interesting about your guy with the multiple lives going on at the same time, is that we have a fixation with time being linear, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and when you're dealing with anything, whether it's out of body or whether it's, you know, going into a past life regression, That goes away. And for me, having experience with that other ET thing, is it is completely non-existent. Because when you have something and it all of a sudden is present, then not, and they show you that they can change time and make everything look different as you're right there in front of them, and they're saying, okay, this is going to be an altered state, and you see everything change, and nothing, no time has passed. It's just they did it. It's done. Maybe I should be more specific. I was given an idea that there would be an alternate timeline, and I would be able to see it, and not to telegraph, because then you get stuck in it. That's what how it was explained to me. Don't telegraph, just experience it, see what happens. At the time I stepped out of the house and went down the road, normally there would be multiple colors of cars. During this particular sequence, the cars were all neutral. Black, silver, gray, white. That was it. Usually there's green, there's red, there's blue, there's gold. None of those colors were there. And that was showing me that reality isn't quite what we think, and we can be shifted or influenced much easier than we have any awareness. But it blew my mind. Okay, that's why I know that screen memory is also one of those other little jokes of, what's really going on here? Are you paying attention? Do you get anything like that ever? Does that ever happen to you?
I did have a guest on the show, and she was talking about communication with angels. She was saying that sometimes they'll send you a message, and it can be really subtle, and it could be anything. It could be a white feather just falling out the sky in front of you, and a week later, a white feather just fell out of the sky right in front of me, and there were no birds around.
Yes.
And it seems like they were sending me a message and saying, look, you see, it's real. It actually happens.
Absolutely. Absolutely. See, and part of this is I think that we also have the ability to, when somebody else enters our circle, our sphere, our environment, then we might be able to pick up something that they experience as well. I was reading about the Bigfoot and that kind of stuff and other entities, transdimensionals, and there was something about how they're invisible. Okay, so my husband and I go to the dog park, and as we are walking, we look off over to the side, and there's this little whirlwind. And it's like, I know what this is. And the whirlwind walks out and in front of us and envelops us. We're in the middle of this little, you know, we would call it a dust devil. There was no dust, but there was just the wind. And the two of us felt it with the dogs, and the dogs didn't seem to be bothered by it, felt it go around us, and then watched it as it went back and walked through the trees as the leaves were being blown up. Okay, a couple of weeks after that, because I thought, okay, that's what it is. That's one of those invisible people. And a couple of weeks after, we went back, and there was the same kind of walking along the path, this little upturn of energy, wind that was blowing up leaves on the path. I thought, okay, because I read about that, because I'm aware of it, I can see it now. I never would have noticed it before, but it wasn't something I would have factored in if I hadn't had somebody else say, hey, pay attention. This is what happens. Then all of a sudden it happened twice, not just once. So this is what I think you have the ability to do with people, is to take them back to an experience like that and see what they remember and what maybe they weren't able to pick up. Is that accurate? Is that a good, or am I just, you know, guessing?
No, you can do that sort of thing. And you would agree what you're going to do before you take them into hypnosis. So you know there's a target, and then when you take them back there, once again, you have to be really careful what you say so you don't suggest anything. And that's a really good way of analyzing it. And there are many times I've taken people into past life regressions, and they've spontaneously jumped into the current life and remembered something. And they've said to me afterwards, you know, I forgot all about that thing, but I could see it so clearly when I was hypnotized, and it's brought something back to me. And it's also a thing, just changing the subject a little bit, it's kind of like they were taken there for a reason, like their higher self or their spirit guide said, we got to look at this thing in this life because it's going to help you in some way.
Absolutely. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Again, my guest, Simon Brown, who's a hypnotherapist. We're going to come back. I also want to ask you, what's the most unusual experience, if you can tell, from somebody that you have had a past life regression, one of your experiences that it's okay to talk about that might be surprising or unusual or completely unexpected. And then we're going to talk about science fiction. How's that?
Great.
Okay. All right. Stick around. It's Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. Hey, thanks for listening. And if you are missing anything, then get online and you can either check out Simon's webcast and his webpage, PastLivesHypnosis.co.uk, and you can check out all the information that he's got with past lives, guests, all sorts of information. Or if you want the links for the show, Wendy's Coffee House Blogspot, you can find it there. I wanted to ask you, just because, you know, you see so many patients and you get so much information, is there anything that really surprised you with one of your sessions?
One thing that surprises me is how when you're going for a past life regression, but then something else happens. And because it was something that happened to me was I was viewing a past life where I was a young man, and I think it was 1950s London, and I was wearing this new suit, and I had my hair just been cut, and I was really proud of myself, and I thought I looked fantastic. And I had this great sense of pride, and I walked into this pub in London, but suddenly I shot through the ceiling, and I just went up and up and up, and eventually found myself in orbit, looking down on the planet. And to my right-hand side, a hole opened up in space, big black hole, and I moved to the side of it, and I looked down this hole, and I couldn't see anything down the end of it. And I actually felt quite scared. I didn't know what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly I was back in the room with the hypnotist. I was still hypnotized, but I was kind of like I was taken out of it partly. And to my right-hand side, there was some kind of a entity, which I think was my spirit guide.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like the left-hand side of their face was touching the right-hand side of my face. And I had a huge smile. And I got a message that came through saying, "We're so happy you came here. We're so happy you did this." And to my right, there was a wall just about 3 foot away, but I could actually see a whole group of souls, maybe 20 feet away, this bright light behind them. And they were all just standing around, and I couldn't actually see faces. It's just silhouettes because of the bright light. But there was a tremendous sense of happiness coming from them. Like they were really pleased that I'd done this past life regression.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was totally unexpected.
That is okay. That's like the gem. That's the holy grail that you want when you have one of these past life experiences. It doesn't mean you're going to get it, but when it happens, it's like touchdown. Wow. I've had that when all of a sudden I was thrown out of body. And the spirit guides did that. And so I'm looking, and I just see this little egg round shape down below me. There's nothing else in the room. Nobody. I'm sitting right beside my girlfriend. The shaman's across the way, and there's nothing. And it let me know that was what my focus was this little entity, this little being that I call Wendy, is the one doing all the work, and everything else is just kind of like icing on the cake. But and being out of body, looking at it from that vantage point and not being there, she said, my girlfriend said, it was like I left the room and she wanted to touch me. And he said, no, no, hands off, hands, don't mess this up. So those things, and I had no experience with that kind of thing and no expectation, just, okay, I'm going here. I was given, you know, this will help. And sure enough, it gives you a different perspective. You're doing science fiction. Okay, we have to mention this because you like science fiction and you've got a book. And I just wanted to, you know, if anybody is interested in science fiction, which a lot of us are, then they might want to know about your book. So can you fill us in?
Yeah, the book's on Amazon. It's called Immortal Suicide. And there's a lot of telepathy in it. There's immortals. There's a strange bunch of aliens, and it's set in the far future where the human race has colonized a third of the galaxy, and these aliens turn up who are interdimensional and very telepathic and basically just take control of the human race in about 5 minutes, the whole of the human race. But they're also very kind, and they almost view the human race as children, and they've taken control so they can take their toys away and the humans can stop killing each other.
I think that's a very optimistic outlook that you have.
Yeah.
Okay, children, let's go back to the drawing board and take two. This is called the KIND program.
Yeah.
The telepathy, have you experienced that?
I've had some weird psychic flashes, and it's one of the things, you know, when you have experiences yourself, you don't need to guess about whether or not these things are real. You know they're real because it's happened to you.
Yeah.
And I had a I was going to New Zealand for a wedding, and it was about 2 weeks before I was going, and my friend asked me to get him a little present from London. And I was right in the centre of London. Suddenly I had this vision of sitting next to her in her car, and she's driving, going through suburban Christchurch, New Zealand. And the houses there have a very distinct look. It's not like anywhere else in the world. And 2 weeks later, when I got there, it happened exactly as I'd seen it in London. The houses were the same, even the street signs, the conversation we were having, her type of car, the colour of it. I saw it all exactly, and it was a period of about 30 seconds.
See, that's mind-boggling. I mean, just when you know that, okay, something about me knows what's going on here, and I would like to be in touch with that more often.
Yeah. It almost indicates that time doesn't exist and that it's all going on, and I somehow connected with that point.
Yes.
But, you never get the lottery numbers, do you? It's always something else.
Some people do, okay? One day, we're going to be that some people who do. How's that?
Yeah. As the human race rises and gets more psychic and telepathic.
Well, and then maybe money won't mean anything at that point, because it's like, been there, done that. I just want something. I don't have to use the money to get it. It just appears.
Yeah. So. And the lottery people all just have to stop, because if everybody wins it, everybody gets $1 each.
Yeah, they'll have to get a new hobby. Uh-huh. And there will be therapy out the window. Okay. Whoops. Wait a minute. Okay, so basically with what's happening right now, with all the people that you've talked to, do you have a special guest, one that's your favorite so far?
Well, the guest that immediately comes to mind is Nancy Rhines, and she had a near-death experience that was really emotional. And actually, when she was on the podcast, she was in tears when she was talking about it, and I felt a little guilty that, you know, I'd put her in that position. But she was a fantastic guest, and she's a great artist, and she's painted paintings of her spirit guides that she met when she was experiencing that time in the other space. So she was a great guest, and it was fascinating to talk to her.
Well, I'm hoping that more people will tune into your podcast. I do think that you have a wonderful guest lineup, and I really enjoy talking to you and listening to you. The one I heard most recently was Mr. Robbins, Peter Robbins, and that was absolutely fascinating, and it just validated for me a lot of the other stuff that I do and the people I connect with. Mike Cleland is one of them, with the owls and all that. Thank you for your time. I appreciate what you're doing. I hope to stay in touch and just, you know, keep following. And good luck. That science fiction book sounds really good, and it's available now, so I might have to go buy another book.
Yeah.
Ask my husband about that. All right. For anybody who wants to see you, it's simongarfieldhypnotherapy.co.uk.
Yeah. And the white site that's dedicated to past life regression is the pastliveshypnosis.co.uk. And also that has the podcasts on it as well.
Okay. And there's some fantastic shows. If you're listening, thank you. You know, you might have had a past life that would make a difference right now. And if you want to find out more about it, Simon could be your connection. Just saying. He offers a 30-minute free consultation, okay? So is that right, Simon?
Yep, that's right.
Before I put you on the spot. Anyway, it's fascinating, and it keeps us curious, and it keeps us focusing on what's coming next. Because there's always something else that we haven't factored into the equation that makes life a lot more interesting and a lot more fun. Thank you for listening. Check out the details, Wendy's Coffee House Blogspot. I'll put some links up there. And do your homework. Past life regression. Do some Google searching. You'll find past life hypnosis. And that's where you want to just take a little break. Listen. Till next time, stay curious. See ya.